Welcome. Good evening. Welcome to the teleclass, the number one mistake smart women make that scares men and drives them away. My name is Shadi Ardlan, and I am a PAX program leader. I lead the weekend workshop called the Queen's Code Workshop. This teleclass will give you a taste of the life-transforming information that Alison Armstrong has learned about men and women over the last 23 years. In this teleclass tonight, I will be giving you some extraordinary information that you can immediately apply to improve all your relationships with all men and all women in your life. I'm going to give you a little bit of background, and then we're going to get into the topic of the night. Many of you know the story of the princess who kisses a frog and turns him into a handsome prince. Well, Alison found out that that fairy tale can work in reverse as well. You can actually turn a prince into a frog. You can tell if this has happened in your relationships is in the beginning, he's really wonderful. You know, he's the things that you like. So if you like long conversations that are intimate and deep and meaningful, then he is communicative and attentive. If you like fine dining and candles and flowers, then he's being romantic. Now, over time, and it could be days, months, years, he becomes less of the things that you like. He becomes less attentive, less romantic, less communicative, and he becomes distant. That's turning the prince into a frog. Alison Armstrong, the creator of all of our workshops, she discovered that she was what we call a frog farmer. A frog farmer is someone who turns princes into frogs. She does it so well that she could harvest them and sell them on the open market. She said this about herself, "Give me 10 days and I can bring out the worst in any man." This is not a great skill to have. The problem was not just being a frog farmer, but the bigger problem was she had no idea how she was doing it. But she also found out that she was not alone. She found out that most women turn princes into frogs and also have no idea how we're doing it. So back 23 years ago, Alison Armstrong decided to start exploring the idea that maybe there's something that we as women have to do with the kinds of responses that we're getting from men. Maybe what we actually have a part to play, that maybe we actually bring out the frog. And maybe there are ways that we can be and do and say that will bring out the prince. Maybe. Over the last 23 years, she's explored this idea, and she's come to a very deep and profound understanding of men, and she actually can understand their behavior. And their behavior has become predictable in a very good way. So I'm going to tell you the key to avoiding frog farming. It is understanding how men are designed, and learning how to inspire men to give you what you need in a way that is natural for men, given who they fundamentally are as men. The short way of saying that would be, go with the design of how men are to get what you need. Go with the flow. But you might be listening to that and thinking, does that mean I have to put up with everything that men do and say? I have to put up with their behavior? By no means. No. What we teach in the Queen's Code Workshop is we teach women how men speak, how men listen, how men think, how men act, how men are motivated. We will teach you in 2 short days how to be fluent in the language that men speak. And it's a lot easier than learning like Spanish or Russian or Cantonese. And very useful. Because if you can actually speak their language, well, then they can hear you. They can hear you, and they can actually act on what you're telling them. We will teach you how to listen to a man in a way that not only gives you the information and the details that we need, but also has him go deep and show you his feelings. Now, what's great about this is that it's actually going to take a lot less energy to do it the way that we teach you in the Queen's Code Workshop than what women currently do all the exerting and efforting that we make in trying to pull out conversation, trying to get him to open up and talk to us. We know how men think and how men are motivated so that we can actually predict their behavior. And how that is we actually understand how men's brains work. We understand how men's brains work, and we actually think their brains work very efficiently, that there's an elegance to it, and it's effective. What's great about understanding how a man's brains work is that you can stop having those moments of, what the hell just happened? What was he thinking? You know those ways that men surprise us in a bad way? But here's the most important thing that you'll learn in the Queen's Code Workshop. The most important thing that will happen is you will have a different point of view about men. The current point of view that women inherit when you're born female, in this culture or any culture around the globe, is that there's something wrong with them. They're different and defective. And this point of view, the one that we inherit, well, that one actually prevents us from being in partnership with men. That point of view only gets us hurt and frustration, disappointment, and heartache. The point of view that you're going to get from the Queen's Code Workshop is a point of view that actually empowers us as women. And it empowers us to empower men. This is a very good thing. Because the men that we have in our lives, are ready and eager and actually crave partnership with women. But they crave partnership. So what will happen in the Queen's Code Workshop is we'll actually teach you how to be a partner to a man. We'll teach you what you need to know so you can be a partner with a man, and it's not going to be more struggle and suffering. Because what we don't teach is manipulation and game playing. Why we don't teach it is because it doesn't work. What we'll teach you will honor you and him, will support you and him. And it's a very satisfying experience. Because what we teach you is how to be a queen. And that's the reason why this workshop's called the Queen's Code Workshop. A queen is someone who gets what she needs from a place of feminine power. And this femininity, it actually inspires men. So we have cracked the code on how to be a powerful, feminine, modern woman in this day and age who gets what she needs from men without intimidation or alienation, without being suppressed. See, a queen knows her worth and value, and she actually embodies qualities that make the world a better place. And so, of course, men want to be with her. They want to be with a person who's living from her highest values. The Queen's Code Workshop has been around since 1995. It was previously called Celebrating Men, Satisfying Women. Over 25,000 women all over the United States, as well as Great Britain, Europe, and Canada, have participated in this workshop. And I'm one of those women. Now, the information I'm about to give you didn't come out actually from books or theories, but it came from carefully listening to and observing actual men and women. Allison, the creator of all of our workshops and our products, she started studying men in 1991. She started studying men in 1991 because she was a frog farmer and she wanted to stop frog farming. But she really couldn't stand men. She didn't trust them. She didn't like them. And she thought men were shallow and stupid. So she thought, back in 1991, I'm going to learn everything that I need to learn about men in about 3 months. And I'll be done, and I'll have it all set. 23 years later, she's still studying men and women. Because really what she's about is partnership. How do we create the partnerships that fulfill our heart's desires? So when she had her first workshop back in 1995, and she never planned to do workshops, by the way, she was just going to study men for herself. She was learning about men, and men were responding to her differently. Women were asking her, "What do you know that I don't know?" She's like, "Oh, well, I've just, you know, I've been asking questions, listening to the answers. You know, I've learned these things about men." And women asked her, "Well, teach us. Teach us what you know." So back in 1995, she did the very first workshop. It was in someone's living room on a Sunday afternoon with a handful of people. She never planned on having a seminar company. Now, during that, women kept on asking her more questions that she didn't know the answer to. So she went out into her life and asked men, and it would bring back the answers. And eventually, because she's a brilliant woman, she thought, why don't I just bring the men to the women? So this happens still to this very day. In the Queen's Code workshop, which is a two-day workshop, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., for a day and a half, a workshop leader like myself will teach women what we've learned about men. We'll teach you how men speak, listen, think, act, are motivated, how important it is for you to be happy and express it. We'll teach you how to ask a man for what you need in a way that works. We'll teach you all these things. But you will have a voice in your head that says to you, I wonder if it could actually be this simple. I just wonder, if what she's teaching me, is it accurate? Could it really work like this? So we bring in a panel of men on Sunday afternoon. Around 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, they're with us for about an hour or 15 or so minutes. And during the panel of men, they answer your questions. And they'll answer a variety of questions. They'll answer the question, what makes a woman attractive? What do you think about a woman who makes more money than you? What do you think about strong, successful women? What do you think about paying for dates? What do you get out of watching or playing sports? What do you still need from your mother? How does a woman's smile affect you? A variety of questions. And they'll sit with us for over an hour, and they'll answer your questions. And after that hour, the women now believe. Because they saw it with their own eyes, and they heard it with their own ears, and they're like, wow, this is who men are? This is what men are looking for? Wow, I had no idea. So I've been leading these teleclasses for about a year now, and I think of a variety of different topics, and I love to teach you what I know. It's one of my favorite things to do. But in recent teleclasses, I thought, why don't I bring in the men? You know, women have questions. We have answers, but they really value hearing it from the men. So I go and interview these men and see what they had to say about these various topics. And then I'm like, that was brilliant. I need all the women of the world to hear this. Well, are you available? And invariably, they always say yes, because men want to be our heroes, and they want to be a hero to a queen. So I ask for what I need and what's important to me, that they show up on this call and answer some questions, and they say yes. So tonight we have the pleasure of having Graydon Soul calling from Victoria, British Columbia, to be with us. To answer the question, the mistakes smart women make that scares men and drives them away. So we're actually going to start with talking to Graydon, and then I'm going to elaborate when needed or clarify if needed. But really, I think hearing from Graydon will make a big difference for the people on this call. So let me just unmute Graydon. Graydon, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. I can hear you too. Fantastic. Okay. So thank you again for joining us on this call and taking an hour of your life to be with us. It'll make a huge difference, I promise. We have.
You're very welcome.
Oh, thank you. We have 115 people on this call. Men are also invited to be on the call, so I can't assume they're all women. So can I go ahead and start and ask you some questions?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Great. Have you ever been scared by a woman?
Not often. But yes, there has been scary moments with women. Yeah.
Okay. What made her scary?
Well, it's interesting. It's not. I don't think it's the same type of scariness that a lot of women would associate with. Like, it wasn't necessarily that I felt like physical harm could be done to me or scary in that respect. But it was more of a like a scary from an intensity that you feel. So say you're going out on like a first date or even a second date, and you meet up with this woman that you're excited to see. And of course, she's really excited to see you as well. But inevitably, the scariness happens from the type of intensity, or more accurately, the source of her intensity. Does that kind of make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Could you elaborate?
I can. It's there's two types of intensity that you usually feel as a guy. That, like, the first one is that you're merely, for want of a better term, like you're a piece of meat. Like, you are this puzzle piece that they are fitting into their jigsaw of life. That all they need is you, and then their entire life can come together. Mm-hmm. And it's sourced from an area of like desperation or scarcity, and it's that kind of like I must have him kind of feeling that you get, and that is probably one of the scariest moments as a guy, is when you are seen as this savior, as this like I said before, a last piece of their puzzle. And it's like, now I'll insert you, and we will have a white picket fence, and we'll have an SUV, and we'll have, you know, 2.5 kids, and life will be fantastic, and this is the way it'll be. And for a lot of guys, that is tremendously terrifying. Not the notion of all those things happening, but it's the desperation that some women come with. And that might be the source for the term, like, arriving with baggage. Kind of more like she's going to stuff me into her baggage and take me home. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a whole Kathy Bates thing. Might be it. Yeah. Yeah. So there's that one. And then there's another thing that happens, and maybe there's a better term with it. And I was just watching a Wedding Crashers video montage as I was waiting to go on this call, because I just needed to kind of forget about what was happening today and get in a happier space. And one of the funny things with that show is there's a woman on there, and she's what Vince Vaughn classifies as a stage 5 clinger. And the thing that got me with her is she's got the crazy eyes. And those crazy eyes are that, like that, it's that intensity that a woman sometimes has when you meet her. And she could be a great girl any other day, but sometimes when you're with her, she's got these eyes that, like, lock into you, and there's such a moment of desperation. And it's like no amount of man can fill that vast vacuum that is being created by the intensity of her eyes. Again, it speaks to that, you know, desperation and scarcity. And I think there's so much caught up in, you know, hope and, like, maybe this is that guy who will fulfill all these fantasies that I, all these Disney fantasies that I have, and you are going to be it. And there's so much resting on it. And the problem is that you don't actually get to hang out with somebody. You don't get to know who she is as a woman because so much of it is, you know, caught up in that intensity and the pressure. Like, you can feel the pressure that she is feeling on herself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
All right.
So for the women on this call who might be wondering, but, you know, I keep on hearing that passion is incredibly attractive to men and that it's charming and enchanting. That's a phrase that we use at past programs. It draws men in. I keep on hearing men love passionate women and that passion can look a lot of different ways. I by no means just mean in the physical intimacy sex arena, but passion about whatever it is, whether it's baking or sharing information or their kids. They can be passionate about anything, and men like that. So could you talk up so the women are more clear about when is it passion, when is it intensity, or anything around that? Could you elaborate?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, passion is incredibly attractive for men. I mean, it's a magnet. So I guess the question is, you know, how can one be such a repellent and then the other be such a magnet? Like, passion is magnetism for men. I think it really has a lot to do with the level of intensity and where it's sourced from. Mm-hmm. So like that sense of intensity, scariness, desperation, whatever it is, if it's dependent on him or if it's dependent on me, like, he is the only source of her happiness. Like, I am that, like, the, like, you may have this, like, I'll use the puzzle analogy. You may have this beautiful puzzle and it's like, I'm the missing piece. And I'm, you know, and sometimes it's like, he's seen as like the sun or the star or whatever it is this beautiful landscape. But a lot of women, for, I think they don't see the rest of the puzzle that they've built. And the puzzle itself is amazing. It's not just that one little piece. And so, for a lot of women, they lose sight of who they are as individuals. And that's really what passion is for a lot of guys. It's that expression of, you know, this is what I love to do, and you know, this is who I am, and this is why I love it so much. Then it allows a guy to see her for who she really is. And that's hot, but it's not, it's the opposite when it's just pure intensity. So that's kind of what I have to say about that.
Mm, that was awesome. That was really fantastic.
Welcome.
So, I want to elaborate a little bit about some other things that I heard around what makes a woman scary, and then check in with you. Would that be okay?
That'd be great.
Okay, great. So I got to interview a colleague of ours, Calvin, in Texas, and he kept on giving me different kinds of scenarios in which he's been scared in his life by women. And because we're PACs and we like to take complicated things and make it simplified, and we also like alliteration. I think I figured out what might cause men to be scared by a woman's behavior, and think I want to get away from her. Okay, so feel free to chime in and tell me if I am on course.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to the three U's. Okay. Uncertain, unstable, and unknown. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So uncertain means something that's not clearly identified, not definitive or definite, or and it's not fixed. So what it sounds like is, I don't know what to expect from her. You know, one moment she's fine, another moment she's in tears.
Yeah, that's like a volatility, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the intensity clouds over everything, right? So, like, I've seen that. I've been, this is like a, you know, the story of my life kind of thing sometimes. It's, you meet this great gal, she's got this amazing intensity, this passion about life, but it's like a smokescreen for everything else that's going on. And that's the interesting thing is, for guys, we actually love to know what's going on, because it gives us an excellent opportunity to be able to help you in any way we can. So we don't want to see the smokescreen. We don't want your passions to override who you are. I agree with that, uncertainty. Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
The next one, unstable, which means likely to change, waver in purpose or intent. So that can sound like what's going to happen next. What's going to happen to set her off next? Or he gave an example of seeing a wife go off on her husband, and he was the observer, and he was wondering, who is she going to go off next? Because also she did this in front of the kids. So will she go off on the kids next? Will she go off on me next? Like, what's going to happen next is not certain, which was the first one. But where is her intention? Is it a machine gun or is it a laser beam?
Mm.
And that kind of instability makes a woman scary.
Like unstable. It's kind of like she's lashing out at just about anything. And it's interesting. For guys, is all we want to do is fix that. So if there's, you know, an unstable part of it, it's like we just really don't know what to try and help her with, because there's so many things that are setting somebody off, and it's almost too much to handle, and that part in itself is scary. So it's maybe not so much that she is gonna lash out or, you know, lose her shit on somebody, but it's more that we just don't know what to do in order to make her happier or fix it or try and fix it, because that's all we really want.
Beautiful, because that leads to the third one, which is the unknown. So not knowing. And what you cannot know is there's so much. Like, you don't know what to do to make her happy. Or you don't know how to ask the question or the request in the right way so that you don't get an angry response. That she doesn't come off being bothered or frustrated or mad that you can't read her mind. And when I was talking to Ken about this, he said it's one of the things that really bites about the silent treatment is that, okay, she's upset, but now I have no access to getting information so I could stop making her upset.
That's a nightmare scenario. That's a nightmare scenario for me and probably every guy out there. You just have insufficient information in order to, because it's not so much that we're trying to fix that particular issue. We're taking into account everything that we know and love about this woman. And so or even someone we, you know, a sister or a friend, or if it's a romantic lover, we take everything into account, and we need all the facts. Because they mean so much towards the advice or what our next course of action is going to be. And that's the interesting thing, is it's what we want to do is we just want to, we want the women that we're involved with to be happy.
Hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so now we're up to 135 people on this call, and if they've just chimed in, they might be like, wow, this is a really heavy call, and wow, I'm not feeling very good. they might be thinking about all the times that they have scared, whether it's their husband or their boyfriend or their son or their brother, or they may be thinking about all the times they've been scared by the women in their life. Because they were unstable and uncertain, and there was this unknown thing going on, and they didn't have any access to making things better. And so I want to shift to the solution.
Mm.
And I'd like to, of course, hear from you first, because I have you, and then elaborate on what I've heard from other men that have told me about what would actually work instead.
Sure. So I guess the interesting thing is I know that a lot of women in my life are acting on what their feelings are. And for some reason, what they're feeling at that moment doesn't make much sense to me. And to me, it's not so much... it doesn't matter so much that I fully understand why they're feeling it. What I'd love is for them to be more vulnerable as to what's really going on. And just rather than addressing the problem as they see it, or like, you know, whether they're crying or they're yelling or anything like that, or just treating someone not that nice, what I'd love to know is more, you know, what they're feeling and what they want the solution to be. So it's not about being guarded and thinking that, you know, myself or another guy is going to use that information for anything. It's about just really telling us, like, hey, maybe you're just having a bad day, or, you know, something is bothering you. Just let us know what that is. The more vulnerable you are and the more open you are about it, the easier it is for us to really trust you. And the more we can trust you, the easier it is for us to really want to try and help you. And sometimes, you know, helping you can be a simple thing. So that's kind of what I have to say about that, if that helps.
Yeah, it helps big time.
Okay.
And I want to highlight a couple of things that you said. You said the word not guarded.
Mm-hmm.
Another word for that would be being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
I think I used the word vulnerable. Yeah.
Did you? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
And then when you were talking about how, like, just say it. If you're having a bad day, just say you're having a bad day. Another word for that would be authentic.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Yeah.
And, go ahead.
That's a good word.
Thank you. So this is what I noticed from the research that I did about the scary energy that women can put off. The scary energy that women can put off when they're, in a romantic situation, can be that pursuit energy.
Mm-hmm.
And what I hear men say over and over again is that they are very flattered. They like it when women ask them out. They have no problem being asked out by a woman. So we've had many a panel in which we said, do you like women asking you out, or what do you think about a woman who asks men out? They're like,
yes.
Yeah.
Please. Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't you say it, and then I can elaborate. What doesn't work when a woman asks you out?
It's the intent. It's like... I guess it's the same as if I'm going to ask a woman out, it's like if I am, like, you know, all over her and being like, hey, I want to, like, we're going to hang out with you, let's go over to my place and watch movies. Like, that's not what you do on a first date. But if it's kind of like, hey, would you like to meet up for dinner? Are you okay with me picking you up, or would you like to meet there? Like those kind of things, it comes from a different, it's sourced from a different space of intensity. And the same thing is for women. It's like, you know, it's fantastic, it's flattering if she makes the first move. What is unflattering and scary is when there is so much pressure put on that impression that you end up meeting this intense, you know, to steal a word we just talked about, inauthentic person. And that is the scary thing. It's like, oh my gosh, I have just been, you know, it's like a professional hit. It's like everything has been orchestrated around me and I'm not in control and she's got an agenda and no matter what I say, I'm, you know, we're going to end up a boyfriend and girlfriend by the end of the night. And that is scary. It's nice it's nice being pursued. It's not nice being hunted.
Yeah, it's that aggressive pursuit.
I agree.
That's the energy, the aggressiveness. That's what doesn't work.
Yeah, and you can have the same date done by two different women with a different level of intent. And so an intent has everything to do with intensity. So it's like one woman can have this exactly the same date and it can go fantastic, it can be amazing, and I can go on another date the next day with a completely different woman, it can be the scariest moment of my life. But it all has to do with where she's coming from.
So the question I asked you was about being asked out and does that work for you? And you said yes, but that all depends on the intensity and the kind that does and the kind that doesn't work for you. So what we teach in the Queen's Code Workshop is we're teaching women about their feminine power. And that, I think, makes all the difference in the world in what I've heard from men over and over and over again, which is that, yes, please ask me out. It's fine. But the difference is the difference between being inviting and being pursuing. So what works, and I've done this myself, is say, you know, you're interesting to me. If you'd ever like to grab a cup of coffee, I'd say yes. Or I'd like to get to know you more. Would you like to go out sometime? And then what's key is after you ask the question, you release the pressure. And then he actually has choice. He can say yes, no, I'm actually not available right now. Anything you want to say about that?
I can say that I've had the very same kind of question. You know, a woman has said, hey, I find you really intriguing. If you want to go out sometime, that would be fantastic. And I know what intriguing means. Intriguing means more than friend. So it was interesting. I wasn't available at that time in my life, but was it ever refreshing? Because it didn't come from a place of, you know, of I'm going to wrap you up into this little bundle and put you into my life. It came from a, hey, I find you interesting. Wouldn't it be great if we got to know each other more? And it's like, yeah, a guy knows if you're attracted to him. We kind of get that. If you ask us to go for a coffee, it's interesting. It's like you've got to make it more. It can't just be an interview. If it's an interview, then we're like, oh, maybe she did just want to come over for coffee. But if it's like a natural progression of questions about who they are as an individual, then yeah, for sure. But it doesn't hurt in saying, hey, do you want to go out on a date sometime? that works out really well too, because we don't do well, or I don't do well, with innuendos.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'd be really nice to be like, I want to go on a date with you. Be like, for sure. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to pay.
Mm.
It's like, I'll still pay on that first date, but it would be great if someone said, I want to go on a date with you. It allows me to say yes or no.
Women sometimes also think, like, if he was interested in me, he would have asked me out.
Oh, we're just as petrified as you are to ask us out. All the same reasons that you have for not asking us out, we have probably tenfold more. Because we've asked a lot more women out and been turned down a lot more.
Hmm. And then sometimes sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, just because we know what rejection feels like doesn't mean we like it. That's all.
Okay. And then sometimes women think, well, if I'm asking him out, then I'm playing the masculine role. I'm taking the lead. I'm going to be the driver. I'm going to have to plan everything.
No. We're probably going to ask you, you know, what you like to do. Or what would you like to do? Because now we're just so happy that you made the first move. And all we really want to do is have you be happy. That's all that counts. So it's not that you have to plan anything. And we don't want to. We don't necessarily need it to be elaborate. We just want to see who you are as an individual. You know, we want to get to know the real you. So we can go for a fancy dinner if you want to. Or, you know, what do you love to do? Mm-hmm. If you want to go to the harbor and feed seals, then we'll go to the harbor and feed seals. How cool would that be?
Very great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I want to elaborate a little bit about what's actually attractive in women, because we kept on talking about what's scary and what drives them away. And so that crazy eye, desperation, scarcity thinking that happens usually due to a high level of chemistry, you know, whether you are her physical type or you have the resources that she admires or the reputation or the status, but she wants to have you for her collection. That kind of energy usually fueled by high degrees of chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would be great is if we looked at what actually has you want to get to know a woman. We were just talking about what drives you away. Let's look at actually what makes a woman attractive to you, what draws you in.
Well, we touched on those already. I think it was, we talked about passion.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Like those two things on their own are amazing. Mm-hmm. So, like when a woman talks about her passion, and no matter what it is, I mean, I think back to this woman that told me that I was intriguing and she would go out with me if I wanted to. She was passionate about quilting, and which is something that I find incredibly boring personally. but it wasn't incredibly boring. It was awesome to hear her talk about something that she absolutely loved. And it was interesting because it was like, oh, I find her really attractive because she's talking about something she loves, and it's not necessarily something that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that had a lot to do with authenticity. Like, she didn't really care whether or not I loved quilting. I mean, I was like, yeah, I like quilts. They're warm. They'd be a great picnic blanket or be a fantastic boat blanket or something to have on the sailboat. I found that really interesting. It was like, wow, it has everything to do with her. And it wasn't a giant passion. It's not like she's saving the whales or, you know, fostering dogs or, you know, painting a Picasso. So that's just something that she loves to do. And it was about her just being honest and open about what she loved to do. Mm. And it had a lot to do with that vulnerability too. She didn't really care whether or not I loved quilting. Mm. She was excited to talk about it. And it was really nice to be able to hang out with her and listen to her talk about quilting. Something of which I can guarantee if it was, you know, a guy talking about quilting, I'd be bored out of my skull.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Is there anything that you want to say that you wish I had asked you or you'd like to elaborate on before I let you go?
Yeah, I don't want the women listening to necessarily be afraid of showing passion or intensity. I would say just be aware of where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you really want to get married and have kids, and this guy seems like a perfect match on every single, you know, box that you've created, and he's, you know, he's like tick, 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 and say you meet the guy online, and it's like, oh my God, this guy's perfect. He's like everything you're asking for, and then you finally go meet him. Just take the opportunity to do something that you love to do or be totally yourself and be okay with him not liking that. Mm. Because it's far more important for a guy to see you as who you truly are, more so than who you think he likes. That's all.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well, I learned a lot from you. I especially liked when you're talking about how women lose sight of who they are as individuals
mm-hmm.
When they're in hot pursuit of that man.
Mm-hmm.
So very common. We affectionately call it, you know, contorting or pretzeling to be
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that we think he'd like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes us go crazy. And we are not our best selves when we are contorting to what we think he likes. And
mm-hmm.
and that's it's just not what's needed. It's not what he wants. It's not ever going to work out for him or us.
Yeah,
it's
and it could be
mm-hmm.
it could be why those crazy guys exist. Like, I'm sure that if I talk to the women that I've had the crazy eyes from, they'd be like, I don't know who that person was. Like, that was a crazy woman. I don't know who that was. And that's just it, is we don't know who that is. We're like, I don't know who this is. This person is scaring me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if they were in a different space, like, maybe they weren't attractive, maybe I wasn't their perfect, you know, maybe I was only half of their perfect things, maybe they wouldn't show up with crazy eyes. And maybe they would just be an awesome woman to, you know, possibly fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the funny thing is, some of those women that have those that tendency, you're at first we're really excited to meet them because they hit a lot of the marks that we want. And you're like, I can't understand what's happening. Who is this person in front of me? That's what's
mm-hmm.
scary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a common complaint that women have is that they lose themselves in relationships.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And that's a very
mm-hmm.
accurate phrasing that they're using. They're
mm-hmm.
losing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're losing is their true north, their true self. They're losing their queen, but they don't even
mm-hmm.
know that they have a queen inside them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We can be our queen as women when we're around people who we can be confident and authentic and passionate and vulnerable around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our best girlfriends. Like, I have two best girlfriends. One is Amy in Long Beach, and the other is Amy in Long Island, okay? And they
mm-hmm.
get the real shoddy, and they love the real shoddy. And I feel so great being around them, and I feel so great asking for what I need and asking for what makes me happy, because they want me to have what I need and what makes me happy. They want me to be the queen that I am. And they're both queens as well, so I want the same for them. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
You know, it's funny, right when you were saying that, I thought of two things. It's like, it's why every guy thinks that the girl he's dating or in a relationship with or married to, when she's sick or wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt, why he always says, oh my God, you look beautiful. And it's because that is when you are the most relaxed self. When you don't have makeup on, when you are wearing sweatpants and a t-shirt, it's, for me, quite honestly, that is the hottest thing a girl can wear. And it's not just because it's easy off. It's because that's when generally she is the most relaxed. That's when she's like sitting at home watching TV or just being herself. That's why it's so hot, you know. Or when she's sick, then it means like, you know, all of her other normal defenses are down and we're able to help her. Mm-hmm. Like we're able to make her, you know, hot soup when she is not feeling well. And it's like, that's the hottest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're right. I mean, when we get to see you as, you know, these beautiful creatures that are just like normal, and not trying to be something you're not, that is when you are the hottest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you.
Welcome.
So I just want to answer the question, because we did have it. The number one mistake smart women make that scares men and drives them away is that their mistake is not understanding their intensity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not understanding the amount of pressure that they can apply, not understanding that they have enormous power and they're not wielding their power in a way that's actually impactful in the way that they want. Those are the mistakes that women are making that it scares men away. And what we teach in the Queen's Code Workshop is how to be a powerful woman, but power from the feminine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to give them really great information. We have tons of great information. But knowing what we teach is not enough. Having a really great set of notes is not going to cut it. Knowing all the right words and when to say it is not going to cut it. What is only going to work is actually embodying being a queen, living what we teach, living the principles. So understanding men is not enough to actually have the partnerships that women crave. So in the Queen's Code Workshop, what we're actually doing is we're teaching women who they are as women, that they were born to be queens. It is their birthright. We're teaching them how to wield that power, the power that they actually have, how to understand the gift that men are for them. We're teaching them how to be the ultimate woman that they were born to be. So I want to tell the women on this call how to register so that they can get more of this good stuff. So every man in their life, so that every man in their life can actually be a panel of man at any point. So thank you, Graydon, again for joining us. It was divine. I'm sure the women and men on this call learned a lot from you. Thank you for the partnership and the willingness, the time and the energy, and all the really great answers.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for giving me the opportunity and the space.
You're welcome.
All right. Have a great night, Shadi.
Same to you.
Okay.
So now is my time to tell you about how to register into the Queen's Code Workshop, because this was only the beginning of what you can learn from us about how to be a queen, how to bring out the best in men, how to get the information that you need so that you can create the partnerships that your heart craves. To register into the Queen's Code Workshop, please go to registerunderstandmen.com. That's registerunderstandmen.com. When you pay in full, the tuition for the two-day workshop is $849. But because you're listening to this teleclass, you will be given a promotional code that will take $124 off of the regular tuition. So the paid in full price for the two-day workshop is $725. The promotional code is COMEV-2DCB0. So that's cat, octopus, mother, elephant, victory, dash, two, dog, cat, boy, zero. COMEV-2DCB0. You save the most when you pay in full, but we have a payment plan option because we do not want women to be stopped by money. Transforming your relationships with men forever is too important to let money get in the way. So our payment plan option is 7 payments of $125. You still get to take $124 off of the payment plan. So your first payment is only $1. Then you can make 6 additional payments of $125 that will be deducted from your credit card or debit card every 30 days. You save the most money when you pay in full because there is a $25 administrative fee when you use the payment plan. We did the math for you. It is only $4 a day for the 6-month payment plan. $4 a day so you can transform your relationships with men forever. It is more than worth it. What's great about the payment plan is that it's not layaway. You do not have to make all the payments before you attend the workshop. We have about half a dozen workshops happening in the month of November, up and down the West Coast as well as on the East Coast. So you can actually make one payment today and then be in the course in the beginning of November, and you've only made one payment of $1. And then your second payment of $125 will happen 30 days after the first payment. Regardless of if you register by paying in full or doing the payment plan, you still save $124 if you register with the promotional code that I gave you. Again, the promotion code is COMEV-2DCB0. When you register, you're going to gift some gifts. These are very useful, practical gifts. One gift you are going to be able to use as soon as you finish your registration. When you register at registeruntherstandmen.com and you register for the Queen's Code Workshop, as soon as your registration is complete, you're going to get an audio recording that you get to download that's called Loving More by Sacrificing Less. It is very common for us to believe that love means to sacrifice. But have you ever noticed that sacrificing only leaves you resentful, tired, and angry? What if actually it's an act of love to not sacrifice? What if you could partner without sacrificing yourself? In this recording, you'll learn how to stop wasting your time and energy on things that just leave you feeling depleted, neglected, and used up. And you'll learn how to get the appreciation you need so you can feel valued and loved. The recording costs $89, but when you register for the Queen's Code Workshop, you will receive it as a bonus. That's one of the gifts that we have for you, but there are two other gifts that you'll get. After you complete the Queen's Code Workshop, the other two bonuses are waiting for you. One of those bonuses is a 30-minute private coaching session with a program leader like myself. Many of your questions about men will get answered at the weekend workshop, but you may still have a couple left, perhaps about a particular man or specific scenario. We give you a private coaching session so you can get the personal attention you need to feel confident with the tools we give you at the course. This private coaching session costs $48, but you will get it as a gift when you register. The third gift that you'll get from us, after you complete the Queen's Code Workshop, you get to have another 3-session follow-up teleclass series. This 3-session follow-up teleclass series is only given to graduates of the Queen's Code Workshop, because these are next-level topics. The topics are how to bring out the best in men, you win when he wins, and how to change a man. The teleclass series costs $125. Now, the combined value of all these products, so that's the course, the audio downloadable recording of Loving More by Sacrificing Less, the 30-minute private coaching session, plus the 3-session teleclass series, all that together costs $1,111. But because you're going to use the promotional code, you'll get it all for $725, or 6 payments of $125. That's a 35% savings. You're almost getting $400 off. So again, you're going to go to registerunderstandmen.com, and you'll register for the Queen's Code Workshop in a city near you. Now, you can transfer to another date to another city free of charge as long as you do it 46 days before the workshop you are registered in, and you do it on your account on our website. Now, I want you to understand how much we are committed to you being satisfied customers. If you give us 2 days of your lives and participate fully in the Queen's Code Workshop, we will transform your view of men forever by 7 p.m. on Sunday evening. We are so sure of this that we have a 100% money-back guarantee. We're always looking to make sure that we are a fit. We're looking to see how the fit works. Are we a fit for what you're looking for? Can we provide what you are looking for? Because if we don't, then we want to give you your money back. We will apologize for wasting your time because we can never give that back to you, but we will most definitely give you your money back. But here's the thing that I need you to know. It works. It works, and it works every single time. I've been teaching this workshop since 2007. I've taught this workshop all over this country to thousands of women, and it works every single time. If you are a courageous woman with a strong desire to have satisfying relationships with men, and you are willing and ready to gain an extraordinary understanding of men, and willing and ready to adopt a new point of view towards men and women, then we have something amazing for you. So please go to registerunderstandmen.com today to register for the Queen's Code Workshop. Thank you and good night.